experiencing volcanic form of yoga. Why the name of this yoga is volcanic yoga? Volcanic yoga means really powerful yoga. When the volcano erupts, the temperature of lava is very high. And in that lava, any hard things is melting within no time. In the same way, when we are experiencing extremely powerful yoga, in that powerful yoga, our hardened sanskar, past hard sanskar, are transforming easily. And our past sins are burning away quickly. Baba emphasizing again and again for having such type of the powerful yoga. What is the secret behind it? Time is very short, is there? Within this short time, we must be free from our past sins, free from our impure sanskars. And on the other hand, we must have lots of collection of powers. So we can help many, many souls. Why we came to Baba? Why we are here? We came to Baba for recharging this soul battery. And we are charging this soul battery since 10 years, 15 years, 5 years, 25 years, even though this battery is not charging. Why? Mobile battery can charge within 1 hour or 2 hours. But this battery is not recharging within this so much long period of time. What is the reason? The reason for that is whatever the energy we are receiving from Baba throughout the day through yoga, we are using that energy on the other hand for self-maintenance and for the service, sake of service. There is no balance. If we practice this volcanic yoga, we could receive tremendous energy from Baba, and gradually energy level will rise and rise and rise, and we would go towards our perfection. We should check every time three aspects in our life. If we really would like to progress fast, we must check three aspects. How much my earning is, how much my spending is, and how much my saving is. My earning must be maximum. My spending must be minimum. By the result of that, my saving would be lot maximum. And that is why this is the need of this time. Every day, morning and evening, yoga, we must experience a step of the volcanic form of yoga. There is no option. There is no choice. That is why Baba is emphasizing again and again on this aspect. Increase the quality of yoga. And if you really, really would like to experience volcanic form of yoga, you must work sincerely on five aspects. Definitely your yoga would be powerful gradually. First aspect. For experiencing volcanic form of yoga, we must experience deep and powerful soul conscious stage. Deep and powerful. What mean by deep and what mean by powerful soul conscious stage? Deep soul conscious stage means we must be deeply lost in the self, in the soul consciousness. We must not have awareness of our own body anymore. I am just point of light, divine light. This is my true existence in this world. increase the depth of soul consciousness. For example, out of 100% consciousness, if you have 20% soul conscious stage, it means you are having 80% body consciousness, incognito. Now what I have to do? I have to increase from 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 100 soul consciousness and zero body consciousness. This is the deepest soul conscious stage. This is the sign of karmati stage. When Brahma Baba was here and somebody was going to meet Baba in his cottage, Baba was deeply lost in soul conscious stage. Baba was not having the awareness of his body. Anybody could feel from Baba's powerful stage, soul conscious stage. And powerful soul conscious stage means I am master, almighty soul, or I am powerful soul, or I am master, son of knowledge, soul. We must be in this powerful stage. I am master, almighty soul. I am master, son of knowledge. And I am powerful soul. Not only a soul, but powerful soul. When we are being in that powerful stage and connecting our intellect with Baba, the one who is a spiritual powerhouse, we could absorb, we could receive maximum energy from Baba automatically. And we can experience volcanic form of yoga easily. Second aspect. For experiencing volcanic yoga, we must experience deep and powerful God consciousness. Deep means we must go in Paramdham, we must sit very close to Baba and we must visualize Baba's beautiful form very closely. How Baba's mind is so pure, how Baba's intellect is so clear, so divine, and how Baba's samskars are so royal, so gentle, how Baba's personality is wonderful personality. Visualize and experience deeply. And powerful means we must experience Baba as a son of knowledge in soul world. Baba is an unlimited source of spiritual energy. He's an ocean of power. Experience Baba's powerful form. When I am sitting in his company, I am experiencing tremendous powers from Baba's powerful form. And third aspect. For experiencing volcanic yoga, our heart must overflow with true godly love only. Our heart must overflow with true godly love only. When we are having tremendous love for Baba, we could visualize, we could experience oneness with Baba, combined stage with Baba. Love is a magnetic power, powerful magnetic power. Because of that love, we could experience combined stage with Baba. We must be deeply lost in the ocean of love. Because on one hand, Baba is ocean of power, and the other hand, he is ocean of love. When you are experiencing loveful stage, then automatically that loveful stage can convert in a powerful stage. So experience true godly love. My love is only for Baba. I really would like to share my love with only Baba. Only and only with Baba. We share our love with the souls, with the physical beings and physical things, and we had bitter experiences since Copper Age. Now this is the time of experiencing love only with God, only with Baba. We must have that realization. Why I should share my love with God? There are 5 aspects. Why I should not share my love with any physical being or any physical thing? I must have that realization in my heart. First aspect, only God's love is reliable love. Second aspect, only God's love is imperishable love and everlasting love. Third aspect, only God's love is unconditional love and uncomplicated love. Fourth aspect, only God's love is purifying the soul. And fifth aspect, only God's love can take us beyond this world towards the holiest and highest place, Paramdham, soul world. Otherwise, our intellect is wandering here and there in this Maya's world. Baba is a contractor of love. No one have right to sit on the throne of my heart except Baba. I offer my heart throne to Baba. Where you are living? Where you are living? I am living in God's heart. And God is living in my heart. I am very lucky soul. I am living in God's heart. And He is living in my heart. Fourth aspect. For experiencing volcanic yoga, our mind and intellect must be full with joy and full with happiness. When our mind and intellect is really full with joy and full with happiness, then we are getting wonderful experiences, deep experiences, powerful experiences in yoga. The meeting would be wonderful with God. And for that, very good yukti. Always keep on sitting on the throne of self-respect throughout the day. When you are sitting on the throne of self-respect, you would experience very high intoxication, godly intoxication, and happiness, godly happiness. And your mind and intellect would be full with joy and full with happiness. When we are meeting somebody, and if our mind and intellect is not happy, the meeting will not be proper. When our intellect and mind is really full with joy and full happiness, the experience of yoga would be wonderful. Meeting with God would be wonderful. Baba said that, I would like to see every child as a king, every soul child as a king. This is my dear, pure desire. So Baba said, I want to see every child as a king. What mean by king? King is always sitting on the throne of kingdom, and king is always ruling his kingdom. If I, the soul, is a king, I must sit on the throne of self-respect all the time. I must not leave this throne of self-respect. And secondly, I must rule my sense organs and physical organs. And I must experience self-sovereignty. Those are becoming the king of the self. They can become the king of the others in golden age and silver age. That is why experience self-respect all the day long. I am not only a soul, but I am a special soul. I am a world transformer soul. I am a victorious soul. I am a world benefactor soul. Experience any point of self-respect. and become the embodiment of that self-respect point. Then only your mind and intellect would be full with joy and happiness. When our mind would be happy and joyful, then automatically we are going upwards and we are sitting in front of Baba. Yoga would be very easy. Fifth aspect for experiencing volcanic yoga, we must have full determination and full concentration while sitting in yoga. Full determination. The moment you are sitting in yoga at Amrut Vela, you must have full determination. Anyhow, today I really would like to experience volcanic yoga. Because Baba has said that success is a shadow of determination. As much determination would be there, that much success would be there. Don't just think that, oh, I'm sitting in yoga, I'm practicing yoga. Oh, in this red light, I have to spend 1 hour. Oh, it's really bore. I feel bore. How can I spend 1 hour in this red light? If you have full determination, I am having the appointment with the supreme authority, almighty authority. I am having the appointment with the highest of high power. Then I really would like to experience powerful stage of yoga, and automatically you would experience that volcanic yoga. Your Amrut Vela would be successful Amrut Vela. Full concentration. The significance of volcanic yoga is full concentration is necessary for that. When we are sitting in yoga, our concentration must be fully on Baba only. We Baba children practice yoga with such type of the concentration, full concentration. Every kalpa, there is a very nice example in scriptures. You know, which is example is that? Huh? Which is that example? Arjuna, what Arjuna? The preceptor Dronacharya was teaching the concentration power, shooting the arrow on a particular object to Arjuna and his colleagues. How to shoot the arrow on a particular object, particular point. one day. The preceptor Dronacharya wants to take the examination. What he did? He hanged the artificial bird on the bench of the tree. And he said, you have to shoot the arrow on a pupil of the bird eye. And after that, Dronacharya called one, telling Sapajana, okay, come here. What you are seeing there? Oh, I am seeing the pupil, the eye of the bird also, the branch also. Okay, Arjuna, come here. What you are seeing there? I am seeing only and only the pupil of the bird eye. Not even eye, only the pupil of the bird eye. And then okay, he shot the arrow on the pupil and he was passed with honor. In the same way, the eye of our intellect must be focused only on Baba. We must experience Baba as a light of the eye of intellect. Maintain that full concentration. Then automatically, you would receive tremendous power from Baba. Example, I have a piece of paper. I want to burn that piece of paper in the light of sun. I put that piece of paper in the light, sunlight, 10 days, since 10 days, but not burning. I don't have time. I want to burn that piece of paper in sunlight quickly. What to do? I took magnifying lens and I set in sunlight. The rays of sun was falling on that lens. And passing through that lens, the rays was becoming a larger rays, powerful rays, and that powerful rays were concentrating on one point on the paper, and that creates tremendous physical energy, and that physical energy turn in a fire, and within no time, that piece of paper burn away. In the same way, when we are practicing yoga, when we are receiving light and might from Sun of Knowledge, Baba, the intellect acts as a, like a magnifying lens. The intellect must be clean, pure, divine, far-sighted. The quality of the lens must be really powerful, really good. And when you are receiving rays of spiritual sun Baba, then that rays pass through that lens of intellect and becoming really powerful rays, and that powerful rays are falling on the soul as on a point of light and create tremendous spiritual energy, and that turns in a volcanic fire of yoga, and in that volcanic fire of yoga our sins are burning away. One day, someone asked questions to Avyakt Bab Dada. Baba, how do I know that my yoga is really powerful or not? What are the signs of powerful yoga? Baba has said, when you are experiencing volcanic yoga, powerful yoga. On one hand, you are experiencing yoga as a fire, and in that fire our sins are burning. And on the other hand, you are experiencing lightness and happiness. Why lightness and why happiness? Because the burden of sins is just finishing gradually and gradually. That's why I feel like light. And why happiness? We are progressing towards our destination of perfection. That's why we feel very happy. These are the signs of powerful yoga, volcanic yoga. That is why when we are sitting yoga, the eye of intellect must be fully focused on Baba. We must experience Baba is my whole world. In the world of my heart, there is only and only Baba. Baba become the light of my eyes. And for that, we must transfer our full love to us, Baba. Light and might. I am receiving lots of light and might from Baba, from Son of Knowledge. When we are sitting in sunlight in afternoon, the sunlight is really hot. When we are sitting in sunlight and the sunlight is really hot, oh, we could say, oh, my skin is really burning. My skin is really burning. Why you are using the word of burning? My skin is really burning. Means you are receiving lots of solar energy. And you are not really able to tolerate that. That's why you are using the word of burning. In the same way, when we are receiving tremendous light and might from Baba, power from Baba, automatically our sins are burning away. The alloy is melting away. Because Baba has said that we have to do lots of service through the mind. As you are doing traffic control throughout the day, in the same way you must practice service through the mind. And if you really would like to do service through the mind, you must have lots of collection of powers with yourself. And that is why experiencing volcanic yoga is very important aspect. But when we are sitting in yoga and if we are not really able to maintain consistency in yoga, we must follow one yukti. If you really would like to maintain consistency in yoga, you must follow one yukti. When you are focusing the eye of intellect on Baba, you are maintaining connection with Baba, but after a while, if your intellect is wandering here and there, first be in soul conscious stage and check where is your intellect. Check it and change it. Check it and change it. Put it on Baba. as much your checking power, changing power will increase, that much your concentration power will increase automatically. We need to improve our concentration power in yoga. And this is a simple yukti for that. In another word, we could say watch it, watch, catch and match. Watch where is your intellect and catch it and then match it on Baba, put it on Baba. As much your watching power, catching power, matching power is increasing, that much your concentration power is increasing. Understand? And when we are practicing yoga, our consciousness is distributing. If you are a new practitioner, out of 100% consciousness, you can sit with Baba in Paramdham with 10 or 20% consciousness. It means 80% consciousness is here in this corporeal world. What do you have to do? Just transfer your consciousness gradually and gradually towards Paramdham, yeah, with Baba. 40, 50, 60, 70, 100% there and zero here. That is the powerful stage, deepest stage of yoga. This is the sign of Karmati stage. When somebody was going to see Baba, when Baba was Karmati, experiencing Karmati stage, Baba, anybody could see from Baba's eyes, Baba is physically here, only physically he is here, but mentally he is totally transferring himself in Paramdham, in Baba's company. Shiva Baba's company is not here. Anybody could feel from Baba's eyes. Baba is not here. Full consciousness and full time. Long time. Being with Baba. We must experience such type of the powerful stage. Every day we are practicing yoga, every day we are listening your murli, every day. But sometimes we are getting comments from our colleagues or our neighbor. You are practicing yoga, but still you are having sensitive nature, you are shouting, you are having anger. What is the use of practicing yoga? Every day we are practicing yoga, but there is no transformation. And for transformation, we need to have volcanic yoga. I have a ball of gold in my hand. I want to melt this ball of gold. I am supplying the heat through the fire. That ball of gold is becoming hot, becoming red. But until the melting point of that gold is not reaching, that gold is not turning in a liquid form. The moment the melting point reach, the gold is turning in a liquid form. Liquefaction will be there. In the same way, in volcanic yoga, our hardened sanskars are melting away. We become free from this lie, from the impurity, from the negativity. You are here in Madhuban. You are very lucky souls. You got this chance to stay in Madhuban. Because on this world globe, Madhuban is the really extremely powerful place. You must take maximum benefit of your wonderful stay here. How can you take maximum benefit of your stay? Follow one yukti. Follow one yukti. Which is that yukti? Wherever you are not going alone. You are very lovely child. Baba is always following you. Shiv Baba in Brahma Baba's angelic form, he is always following you. As the shadow is always with you, in the same way, Shiv Baba in Brahma Baba's angelic form is always with you. Your hand is always in Baba's hand. You are experiencing Baba's company and receiving sakas from Baba. Always. If you practice this yukti here, you will get wonderful experiences. Believe me, please. In 89, there was Baba's program. And because of reason, Baba didn't come. 1200 foreigners, brothers, sisters were here in Madhuban. And when they were taking leave on this stage, everybody was speaking wonderful experiences. Oh, we had wonderful experiences in Madhuban. Even though we haven't met Baba, but our stay was really wonderful. Everybody had very special experiences. Because this is, you should follow this yukti. Baba is always with me. The child is very, very lovely child. His father will never live alone. His father is always following him. In the same way, I am a very lovely child. Baba is always following me and always helping me, giving me sakas, giving me light and mind. Just enjoy Baba's company. Baba said, use me. Use my company. Experience my company. I am ready to help you 24 hours. I am ready to serve you. And Baba is just one thought away from us. Just one thought away. Either you can use me or you can lose me. You can lose my company. That is why this is a chance. Use me. Enjoy my company. He's the best companion. He's the most beautiful being and he's the most powerful being. That is why you can enjoy his company a lot. Understand? In angelic form, in incorporeal form, you can experience Baba's company. The atmosphere of Madhuban is really fully charged. By putting little efforts, you can get lots of experiences, spiritual experiences. This is a lottery for you. Why the name of lottery is lottery? Lottery. You can get lump sum lot. That is why within this short stay also you can fill your apron with deep experiences of yoga, powerful experiences of yoga. Only the thing is that just surrender your intellect with to Baba. Just be with Baba and then let him work on your heart, on your mind and intellect. You will receive very special experiences. And Baba has said that you have to become the authority of experiences. Baba is ocean of knowledge. He is giving us most elevated knowledge, truth knowledge. And what is the beauty of that knowledge? Becoming the experience, authority of experience. This is a proof of that knowledge. This is a result of that knowledge. Becoming the authority of experiences. This is the need of this time. Our knowledge is not just for describing and for listening. Our knowledge is becoming the embodiment of that knowledge. Now let us have a powerful experience of volcanic yoga. Now. Would you like to do the experience of that? Yes? Yes? Okay. Now just sit with your back straight. Sister Melissa, California, please go back straight stage. Somebody wants to meet you. Sister Melissa from California. Okay. Now let us have powerful meditation experience. I sit here. I use the eye of my intellect to visualize clearly and deeply in the center of my forehead. That I am a very tiny and shining